Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, and Director Williams, Peregrine Falconry take. This is a final in front of the commission today, and the proposal, as it sits today, does not represent any change from what was adopted earlier this year. And so in that context, if the commission adoption mimics the proposal, no comment required from the podium today. This represents largely a status quo. Some of you may remember, some of you were directly involved when Peregrine take was reintroduced as an option in Montana, you know, as one more indication of the, you know, the fabulous success story that Peregrine Recovery is. And the commission responded, recognizing the long history of Peregrine, that relationship with hunting and relationship with that species group, and put a Peregrine take opportunity in place. We think it's fair to say that take has proceeded as the commission has prescribed. We haven't run into issues from the standpoint of the species or from the standpoint of compliance. So again, in that frame of mind, recognizing recovery, recognizing that we don't detect impact, we didn't predict impact to the population, we see compliance. We propose largely a status quo with the addition of one additional IRE that prohibits take. There are some nest sites that are highly visible and they represent a significant value to the public just from the standpoint, not just, but from the standpoint of wildlife viewing. And so we propose to add to the list of those nest sites that are precluded from this take. To be very clear, that's not to suggest, my comments here aren't to suggest that everybody is on board. You look to that public comment, there are those that are opposed to take and possession of live wildlife, and those voices are certainly in this conversation, to be sure. But again, when we look at the tradition of the use, the compliance, you know, the high standards that the falconers hold themselves to as far as training themselves and training the bird and keeping care of the bird, again, no impact to the population and to our eyes, very good compliance with the structure that the commission has put in place. Out of that background, again, we propose largely status quo, the addition of that one nest site because it's highly visible, and we're deferring to that value here to preclude take. In that context, this is a final, no change from the earlier commission adoption. So unless the motion changes that, no public comment required today, Mr. Chairman. We'll respond to questions.
Thank you, Quentin. Do I have a motion on the Peregrine Falcon?
Mr. Chairman, I move the commission adopt the FWP's proposal to authorize the take of up to 10 Peregrine Falcons for falconry purposes by residents and one Peregrine Falcon for falconry purposes by non-residents, and authorize the addition of the IRE near Milltown State Park to the list of prohibited sites during the 2020-21 take period.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. This is a final. Are there any questions or comments from the commission? It's just exciting that Montana residents get to, you know, engage with this recovered species. And the falconers do hold themselves to an extremely high standard. It also demonstrates that the Endangered Species Act is not the cudgel that some people say that it is, that it can be malleable. Animals do recover, as we've seen, and then they become an opportunity for recreationists and sportsmen to utilize, and so I've always enjoyed this time, and I enjoyed being involved in the beginning when we first authorized this take. So if there's no other comment, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. It looks like now we're going to move into some of our